So why am I a fan of online professional communities? Well, I think back to 1997 or 98, I had just formed my company, Framework Consulting, in Florida. I had just moved down, but I hadn't moved down to live in New Jersey. My intent was to move back to live in Jamaica. And this company and the kind of work I was doing was meant to be the vehicle, the means for me to be able to leave the US and return to live in the Caribbean where I really wanted to be. But I knew no one, and no one knew me. But I did participate in a few online professional forums at the time, and I believe ODNet was one that came from what used to be TRDev. These are all online communities. TRDev doesn't exist. ODNet does, and I'm still a member. But anyway, I was a pretty regular contributor on TRDev, which was a training and development forum, sharing ideas and sharing what I was doing and hoping to do different kinds of transformation work in the Caribbean on a corporate scale. And got this email one day from someone who said, I just recommended you to someone who posted a request for someone who does transformational programs on a corporate level in the Caribbean. I said, no. And eventually the person that this intermediary linked me to got in touch with me. And it turns out that she was looking for something very similar to what we offered. It led to about 18 months to two and a half years of continuous work, delivering lots of programs to hundreds, I believe over 1,000 people at this particular company. And it was the sort of the kickstart to our work in Jamaica. And it also spread into the region as a result of that work that we did. And it really all started from completely serendipitous moment, being referred by someone who had read something I had written in this professional network. And as you probably could imagine, I didn't know who this person was, but they had been, I guess, struck in some way by something I had written, which led them to make the referral. So, just one example, I'm a believer.